It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. Mainers simply are not saving enough money for retirement. LD 594 proposes a statewide program that gives Mainers the ability to save for retirement through their paychecks when their employers don't offer a retirement savings plan. A lot of employers don't offer those anymore, and this is really an act to promote individual savings through a public-private partnership, and we are going to learn a lot more about that. Lori Parham, one of my favorite people, is the estate director for AARP Maine, and AARP is fully on board and behind this. Lori, thank you so much for being here today. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
It's great to be with you. It's been a while, so I'm excited about the opportunity to catch up and talk about this important issue.
It's always fun. So talk to me about the rationale about this. I didn't know anything about this, although I can see why it would make sense. I can kind of see both sides. But what's the rationale of LD 594?
Sure. So LD 594 is really focused on getting more Mainers to save for retirement. And we know we have a retirement savings crisis in the state. The average working household has just $2,500 in savings for retirement. And that just isn't sustainable when you look at the cost in retirement, not only the cost of living, but also the cost of healthcare. And while Social Security is a hugely important program, we know it's not enough to cover all our costs. And so we're really working to ensure that everyone has a way to save. And we know that it can be confusing and complicated for folks. And so this is really also about making it easy and straightforward for folks.
So how does it work?
So this is what we're proposing, and this is, you know, for the folks in Maine who are lucky to have a way to save through their employer, that's great. And there are employers in Maine who do offer a savings option like a 401k, maybe a pension, although we know that more and more businesses are moving away from the old school pension model. But in Maine, approximately 235,000 workers don't have a way to save through their employer. These are mostly small businesses. These could be very small businesses who just don't have the infrastructure or haven't made the decision to offer something to their employees. And so these are the folks that we're looking at. How do we get folks across generations who don't currently have an option? How do we help support them in their savings for retirement? So this bill would create a public-private partnership that would, in essence, contract with a financial firm, think Vanguard or Fidelity, something like that, that would offer employees access to an IRA through their employer. All the employer would have to do is enroll the individual in the program. They wouldn't have to contribute. They wouldn't be liable. This would be just like if an individual went down and opened an account through a firm. But this would be through the workplace instead. Just like we have our Social Security taken out of our check, this would be additional savings for the employee.
So it sounds like it would be a lot better for an employee who wanted to have some sort of retirement account, because it's very scary out there when you start looking at retirement savings accounts or retirement accounts and or investments. If you don't know what you're doing, it can be dangerous waters. And then there's the fraud aspect, someone you may give your money to who may not be legit.
And that's exactly right. And at the end of the day, the research is very clear that if individuals have the option to save for retirement through their work, they're more likely to do so. And we know how important it is to save. We know that if individuals don't save, all taxpayers foot the bill. You know, state governments foot the bill. But it can be complicated. There are a lot of different choices. And so this proposal is meant to simplify this for an individual and really be a starting point. This was never envisioned to be the be-all, end-all, but a way to get people to start to think about saving for the future. Because we all know the earlier we start, the better off we're going to be in the long run. So there would be a couple options for an individual to choose from. It would be a way to start saving. And then if the individual gets savvier or gets really into investing down the road, of course, they could make a change. They could move the money around. It's theirs to do with what they would like. But this would get them in the door.
It's actually a nice place to start. Go ahead.
I was one of the lucky ones. My father explained to me what a Roth IRA was. I must admit, I probably didn't fully get it when I was in my early 20s, but it was very helpful to have that kind of direction, to have a better understanding of what it was and how if I could even just put a little bit away, that over time that money would grow. And so that's really what we're trying to do, is have this option available for employees so that they can start to save for their future.
You know, I kind of come from the opposite, where nobody really talked about it or thought about it. And so when I was 40 and my employer offered savings and I didn't do it, I thought, I don't make enough. I can't do this. And 20 years flies by in the blink of an eye. And fortunately, I came to and did start contributing, but not at an age when I should have, because time goes by fast. And I will say this, knowing some people who are retired, I have heard people say, I don't make enough to contribute to retirement. I don't have enough in my paycheck to put into a retirement account. And they're very adamant about that. Let me tell you something. You're working and you don't have enough money. You wait till you retire. You're really not going to have enough money. So find it and put it in there, because every little bit helps. But what do you say to people who are older? So they're still working in their 58, 60, 62. They don't plan to retire anytime soon. But what do you say to the people who are thinking, I'm so old now, it's not going to make a difference. I'm not 40 anymore. I'm not 30 anymore, where I can really build a nice nest egg.
Oh, but every dollar will help, and it will make a difference. And the great thing about this program is that if you are working in a full-time or a part-time job, and your employer doesn't currently offer a program for retirement, over time, they will have to enroll, participate in this program and offer you a choice. So it doesn't matter if you're 22 or if you're 63, whatever age, this program would be available to you. And so, I would say that it's never too late to start saving for retirement, because we know that the average Social Security check, which is just over about $1,300 a month, is not enough to cover everybody's costs. It's just not. When you bring in healthcare and you look at how healthcare costs continue to increase, you look at the skyrocketing cost of prescription drugs, and then you take into account heating and food and transportation, that money goes very fast. And so anything an individual can do, even if it's a small amount, if you look at how those dollars compound over time, even if you're in your mid-50s, over 10 years, that money will become more, and that will help you in retirement.
Now, this is not mandatory, correct? So the people who are saying it's just one more way for the government to make us do things, people can opt out, correct?
They can opt out. And so here's the way it would work. And this isn't a government program. I want to be clear on that.
But people think everything is.
There would be a public-private partnership to put the program into place. But the board would be made up of people who have experience in this space and retirement security, as well as, a consumer and others that are appointed by the governor and the legislature. But the state would contract with a private firm that does this, you know, just as I mentioned earlier, it could be a Fidelity or a Vanguard, to use a couple examples. And, you know, they would vet and choose one or maybe more. Other states that have done this in some places have picked more than one vendor who would offer this type of simple retirement account for the individual. But the account will be theirs. They will be automatically enrolled through their job. But if they choose not to participate, they can opt out at any time. And, you know, so yes, they are automatically enrolled. The research is very clear that if folks are automatically enrolled into a program, they are much more likely to save for retirement. And we see auto enrollment now, even with big companies that have 401k plans. There's a real move to this because of how it impacts personal savings, and those rates are so much higher.
When we come back, we will talk more about LD-594 and what it can do for Maine's fiscal future. So stay with us. Well, there's much more to come with Lori Parham. Hey, we're back with Lori Parham talking about retirement. So, Lori, people can opt out of this retirement fund set up, but businesses are mandated. They need to offer it. But it's not as difficult as it sounds, right, for them, not labor-intensive for them.
That's correct. So, yes, employees are automatically enrolled by their employer, but they can opt out at any time. And the accounts are portable, so they go with you from job to job. For employers, if they currently do not offer a way to save for retirement to their employees, they would have to participate in this program. There'd be a phase in, starting with employers who have 25 or more employees, get the program up and running, and then over time would require that we cover everyone over a number of years, recognizing that for very small businesses that there could be a little more for them to do, and making sure that support is there. I think what we're finding, and this is good, we're not the first out of the gate on this, that there are some states that are ahead of us who have folks enrolled. For example, Oregon has more than 40 million already saved in assets, which is amazing. There are very simple ways now that have been put in place to make the payroll deduction more simple. And we know already that employers have to do this for FICA and for the other taxes that are pulled out. And so really those systems are already in place, and this will just be another box that gets checked. That's all the employer has to do, and share the packet of information that says, hey, this is the program that you're going to be enrolled in. They don't have to contribute. In fact, they can't contribute into the IRA, and they have no liability for the accounts at all. All they're doing is ensuring that ease of enrollment for their employees. And frankly, we're hearing from small business owners who are feeling the competitiveness here in Maine, and that haven't been able to offer something like this, and they're excited about the potential of attracting employees who might have chosen another business who did have this type of plan, that they now may be more competitive in the marketplace.
What about the contributions for an employee? Let's say an employee does want to start saving for their retirement, but they might be nervous about, if money is tight, nervous about the minimum contribution they'd be required to make. Is there a minimum, and how does that work?
Sure. So at the beginning, there would be a 5% initial default contribution rate for all covered employees. However, this can be changed. The board will have the discretion to change this, and individual employees can decide on their own how much they feel they can save. So the default is that 5%, but if an individual says, you know, I think all I can really afford is $5 a paycheck, that's fine. The average contribution rate in Oregon has been about $100 a month. So, you know, this is really meant to be a way to start to save, but we recognize that individuals are going to be at different points in terms of, you know, other costs they have. Maybe it's student loan debt. And so, you know, how do we make sure that they've got an option, but they've got some choice to figure out what works for them?
Let's talk about people who are self-employed. I have a very small one-person shop kind of business, and I went to my tax guy because I am nowhere near smart enough to do my own taxes. And so I have a guy, and he got me all set up. But what about people who are, maybe they are plow guys, or they do construction or carpentry, and they work for themselves, no employees. But so they don't have a plan. They've never gone out to investigate or don't know who to go through. Can they get in on this?
They can. And this is the thing. If we know right now, and you know, the market hasn't moved in 40 years in this space. Most people are not going down to the local bank or going online to Vanguard and signing up. Maybe it's inertia. Maybe it's a lack of financial literacy. This stuff is confusing.
It's hard.
It is
really
complicated.
Hard.
And so these individuals who work for themselves would know that there was a vetted option through the state that they could enroll in. And then it would be there and it would be a starting point. And if they decided over time that they wanted to move their money somewhere else, they could. Or if they ended up in a position with an employer that offered a 401k or another option, that would continue, but they'd still have that that IRA that was there. And, you know, maybe there's a year that's an extra, you know, a really good year where they could max out their contributions into that plan. Maybe the next year they can't do as much, but the option will be there for them to add as they can.
Well, and it's important to note that any contributions you put into your retirement, you take off your taxes. So that, for me, was a lot of incentive. When we come back, we will talk about what it means fiscally for Maine, the more people that do this. Stay with us. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. So, Lori, what are the financial ramifications for this bill as far as the state goes?
When we started working on this issue, we thought it was important to ask that question and try to get some answers. And so we actually worked with an economist at the University of Maine to do some projections for us, especially given what we know right now, in that you've got the average working household in Maine has just $2,500 in the bank. And we know that there are national studies that show that most people in this country couldn't handle a $400 emergency tomorrow. And that's really scary. And what it means is that folks are more reliant on public assistance programs later in life if they aren't saving for retirement. Programs like Medicaid and Supplemental Security Income, food assistance and housing assistance. And so what we wanted to see was, you know, if we do nothing, what happens? And if folks were able to save a bit, would there be a change? And, you know, we found that Maine would save $23 million on public assistance programs between 2018 and 2032 if lower income retirees save enough to increase their retirement income by $1,000 more per year. Just $1,000 more per year. And so, you know, what we find is that if individuals can put some money away, the savings to the taxpayer and to the state will be huge. And we also know that people will be able to live better lives in retirement. You know, no one wants to struggle at the end of their life. And Maine is the oldest state. We have real challenges. And so that's why we felt that this issue was so important.
I can't believe just $1,000 a year could make that much difference. I thought you were going to say $1,000 a month. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know, again, it gets to the point of the power of compound interest and, mm-hmm. and and really starting to look at how that can have a positive impact over time.
So you, AARP, did a retirement security survey. Let's talk about that in the time we have left.
Sure. So as you know, we like to check in with our members on these kinds of issues. And we released a survey a couple months back that showed that a large number of Maine voters feel very anxious and behind schedule about retirement. And these are working Mainers that we surveyed. 66% feel anxious about having enough money for retirement, and 53% are not confident that they'll be able to cover health care expenses in their retirement years. And that doesn't even take into account long-term care. You know, a lot of folks don't understand that Medicare doesn't cover those long-term care costs. And we know that 1 year in a nursing home can cost anywhere from $75,000 to $85,000. And, you know, right now, the state is footing the bill for a lot of these folks. And that's just not sustainable.
No, not at all. So if someone is listening and they really want to be a part of this, when will this happen?
So the bill is moving through the legislature right now. It's being heard, and folks are debating, talking about some of the questions that we've talked about today. What does it mean for an individual? How does this impact employers? And so we're moving through that process. If individuals want information or want to get involved, I always suggest that they go to aarp.org/ME, where they can find out more information about the program and ways to get involved. If you're a small business owner, we'd love to hear from you. It's been really great to have those conversations and talk through how this would work with those business owners who want to be able to provide something but also already have a lot on their plates. And so, really thinking through how we make this as simple as possible for them.
What have you been hearing on the streets about this?
We've heard a lot from individual businesses that we talk to that they would love to be able to offer something like this. You do hear concerns from the business community about the requirement that they have to offer something. And, what we say to that is, look, we're going to pay one way or the other. And enrolling individuals in this program, it's simple. There's no cost. The business doesn't have to contribute. There is some paperwork, but we're finding from the states that have gotten this going, it's very minimal. And that's it. And then you can show and see that your individual employees have an option and that they're saving. And for the employees, it's a start. It's a way in the door to start thinking about retirement. And for us, this is a multi-generational issue. We're hoping to see 25-year-olds saving for retirement, 45-year-olds, and even folks in their 60s if they're still in the workplace. And we really think down the road that we'll all benefit and the numbers tell us that we will, if you look at the economic numbers.
Time goes by so quickly. And I think even if you think you don't have enough money to put some away, put it away anyway, because you will be amazed at how fast it builds and what a difference it will make. Take it from me. Lori Parham, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me. The website, aarp.org/Maine. Thanks for listening.